Right, let's talk Formula One now. James Anadakis joins me. He's live in our Ipswich studio. It's the Brazilian Grand Prix this weekend, a very quick circuit, Interlagos, which he's going to talk about very shortly. What's been going on this week, James? We'll start by talking about Rubens Barrichello.
Well, Rubens Barrichello hasn't got a contract for Williams next year. So this, in my eyes, along with probably quite a lot of other people, will be his last race. He's currently the most experienced driver on the grid. Intergalos will be his 326th F1 race. Now, interestingly, Michael Schumacher is contracted until the end of next season. That's, of course, with Mercedes. Next season's full race lineup has not been 100% confirmed, but if Bahrain and Austin do go ahead, Schumacher will reach 327 races at the end of the season, which is going to be one more than Barrichello, and another statistics which Schumacher will, of course, beat him on.
What a rivalry that those two have had over the years.
It goes back a long way, doesn't it? They were, of course, Ferrari partners during Ferrari's dominance in the early 2000s, where Michael Schumacher was obviously the number one driver. The classic example of Ferrari preferring Michael was when Rubens was leading the whole race in Austria 2002 and was forced to pull over just before the finish line. Their rivalry has continued throughout both their careers, and in Hungary 2010, Michael very nearly put Rubens into the wall at 180 miles per hour. There's just no love between them, and Rubens even admitted himself today that they're just not friends.
Barrichello's team mate Pastor Maldonado's attracted some attention this season, as we know. What's the story with him? Is he going to race for Williams next year?
Well, to put it bluntly, Maldonado has had the worst full season for any Williams driver ever. At the start of this season, he replaced Nico Hülkenberg, who actually managed to get Williams on pole position last season. Hülkenberg has hinted that he will probably go to Force India next season, and Suttle, who's currently racing for Force India, in my opinion, could end up replacing Barrichello at Williams. So Maldonado, I think, will retain his Williams seat.
As we know, BBC restricted next season to showing just 10 races. They've announced their lineup, so which ones are they going to show?
Well, the BBC will not broadcast its first live race until the third round of the championship in China. And after that, it's going to broadcast races in Spain, Monaco, the European Grand Prix, which is in Valencia, Britain, Belgium, Singapore, Korea, Abu Dhabi and Brazil. But interestingly, Martin Brundle is poised to make the switch to Sky to work alongside with David Croft. So we could also see a change in the BBC F1 commentary scene.
Are you up for the job?
I'd love the job. If anyone out there wants to offer it to me, feel free.
Brazilian Grand Prix this weekend, it's a race I really like.
Oh, great races, Graham. It was the track which, of course, decided the 2008 World Championship on the final corner. And it's, of course, hosted in a country that's truly passionate about Formula One. Interestingly, it's the shortest racetrack on the Formula One calendar, with 15 turns, 10 to the left and 5 to the right. There's only one DRS zone, which is situated down the circuit's back straight between turns 3 and 4. There were, of course, talks about adding a second DRS zone, but then I think it was thought that it would just make overtaking a bit too easy. Finally, tomorrow will probably be quite an interesting race. It's been predicted that there's a 90% chance of rain.
I like Lewis Hamilton's chances in the rain, but where is he on the grid? Qualifying finished just under an hour ago.
That's right. Well, I'll run through the top 10 in reverse order. Michael Schumacher finished in 10th place. Bruno Senna was in 9th. Adrian Suttle, 8th. Felipe Massa, 7th. Nico Rosberg was 6th. Fernando Alonso, 5th. Lewis Hamilton, who you fancy, he's in 4th position. Jenson Button, his teammate, outqualified him for, I think, only the second or third time this season. He's in third. Mark Webber's in second, and there's that man Sebastian Vettel, who really did earn his pole position today. An absolutely incredible lap.
Boring.
it might have been
an incredible lap, but it's boring, isn't it? So next season, we can't just have Red Bull winning every race, surely. You're convinced that Ferrari are going to be competitive again?
Well, I've been saying this for weeks now. Fernando Alonso has he said that he's confident Ferrari have made enough significant improvement to convince him that he'll be able to challenge for the title next season, after struggling to match the pace of title-winning rivals Red Bull this season. As we've been saying for the last few weeks, the off-throttle blown diffusers are banned next year, and I always struggle trying to explain this system, but to try and put it simply, basically it directs the exhaust fumes under the car when a driver's not applying the throttle, which gives the car more downforce and ultimately more pace. Red Bull have really had an advantage through this system, so next season could see some of the other teams coming to play a bit more, because of course this year we've only had one other team other than Red Bull, Ferrari and McLaren on the podium, and that was Renault in the first two races of the season. Now next year, Graham, I really hope Formula One's going to be a lot more competitive, and a bit of luck, some of the midfield teams such as Renault's, Mercedes and maybe even Force India could come into play and hopefully mix up the podium a bit more. Realistically though, I think Red Bull are going to be difficult to shift off a top spot, but that of course is the challenge for the likes of Ferrari and McLaren to try and get their heads around in a close season.
James, thank you. That's Mr. F1 as far as BBC Suffolk's concerned. James Anadakis on tomorrow's Brazilian Grand Prix.